The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, But We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. The clock on the wall is correct. It is 8:02. Normally I'm on at 8:30. But even with the fallback, going off a daylight savings time thing, I'm still here a half hour early. And so your clock is correct. I mentioned last week that the show would be going to an hour long. I just forgot to tell you what time. So hopefully you're not that surprised. Some of you maybe figured it out. And those that didn't, I guess I'll be seeing them next half hour. So anyway, now today is episode 201. I'm starting my second 200 episodes, I guess. And I would like people to know, for those of you that aren't used to listening to Dentally Speaking, that it is an interactive show. You're welcome to call in with questions. Our number is 459-WSNY. That's 459-9769. And today I figure if somebody wants to call in and tell me what makes you smile, or maybe you want to tell me what your least favorite thing about going to the dentist is, or maybe what your favorite part of going to the dentist is, if there is such a thing. Now, yesterday, our Buckeyes played Indiana, and they won. And although it wasn't a great, great win, I think a win is a win. And I'm happy that they are moving forward and still undefeated in November for several years now. And I had tickets to the game, but I didn't get to watch the game. Didn't get to go. I watched a little bit on TV, and that's because I spent the day at my office from 7:30 in the morning until I think we finished up at about 4:30 or 5. Working on a relatively high-profile patient who I just needed the whole day to work on. You'll be hearing more about her in the coming days and weeks. And you know what? I might even be able to give out her name in just a little bit. I have to think about that for a sec. Find out what our agreement is as far as privacy. But anyway, and so because I was working on her, and as a high-profile patient, it reminded me that there are a couple other high-profile folks in the news of late. One was Steven Tyler, who fell in the shower, and he got kind of broke a front tooth, and he had a bruise over his eye, and he missed. He had to cancel the show. Of course, people thought that maybe he was doing drugs or alcohol again, because he fell. But according to him, he says, I went in looking like Baryshnikov and walked out looking like boxer Leon Spinks. This is in an interview with Matt Lauer. And they did talk about whether it was caused by drugs or alcohol, and he assured people that it wasn't. He was on stage in Paraguay when this happened. And there was a dentist, a Paraguayan dentist, that took care of him. And in looking at the picture, it looked like he just snapped off the one front tooth, his right front tooth at the gum line. Dr. Maria Bastos is his dentist, or was his dentist in Paraguay, got him all fixed up. And what they did is they rescheduled the concert for the next day. And so he went out, and according to some blogs, he put on his best performance ever. So kind of just shows you how important dentistry is to a person's well-being. And he did show up with sunglasses for his show because he had the black eye. But after a couple songs, took them off and just went ahead and did his show. But if you look at the pictures, his teeth were great. And I think you might remember from American Idol that he's got this beautiful smile. And I'm sure it's pretty important to him to keep it that way. Another person that I was noticing. This gentleman's been dead for a while, and that's John Lennon. You may have heard, maybe not. John Lennon He gave a tooth that had been extracted to his housekeeper way back in 1964, I think it was. He just came back from the dentist. It was a molar. And he, a lot of people say, can I have the tooth when I take their tooth out? And I guess he did too. So he brought it home and he gave it to his housekeeper. Her name is Dorothy Dot Jarlett, when she worked there at his Kenwood home in Weybridge, Surrey, England. And according to her son, Barry, his mom was employed between 64 and 68, and they kind of got this good relationship. They developed a warm relationship. And so he just gave her the tooth, and it's been in the family ever since. Well, it's been there for 40 years. She's 90 now, and she just felt like it was time to pass it on rather than risk it getting lost. So the son, Barry, took it to Omega Auction House. And the owner, Karen Fairweather, told CNN last month the tooth was too fragile for DNA testing, but that she has no doubt about its authenticity, and because it's coming directly from Dot. So anyway, guess how much it went for on auction? I don't know if anybody heard this story or not. In fact, it's going to be Dr. Kvitko's question of the day later in the show. Don't call now, but just kind of remember this answer. $31,000. $31,000 for a molar. That's just amazing. I mean, honestly, let's see. I think it was, back in 1958 or something, a lock of Elvis Presley's hair from his famous haircut when he was inducted into the military went for $18,300 back in 2009. And now John Lennon's tooth, $31,000. It was a molar. I even have a picture of it here. It was CNN.com. If you want to look it up, just you could type in John Lennon's tooth sells or something like that. And it's from a CNN Wire staff report. So it's a molar with a big hole in it. And looks to me to be a first molar, which is most often the one that people lose because they get them when they're six. And, you know, you get these molars, your six-year molars, before you ever lose a baby tooth. And so think about that. These little kids eating candy and not necessarily brushing, not able to floss because they can't tie their shoes yet. And so these teeth have just been around the longest. A couple comments about that I was able to read about, again, on the blogs, is somebody wrote, this guy named Bremen, wrote, really? 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 Seriously? Wow. And then here's another one that says, he was British, so the other 31 teeth should be out there somewhere. And then there's another comment that says, just goes to show that no matter how bad the economy, there will always be people with more money than brains. I like to call it more dollars than cents, cents spelled S-E-N-S-E. But still, kind of cool. I don't, and honestly, it was a supposedly a Canadian dentist that bid on it and owns it now, a dentist in Canada. Not sure what he's going to do with it. It's Dr. Michael Zook, a Canadian dentist, is claiming responsibility for the winning bid, and I guess did not immediately respond to requests for a comment on Saturday. Yeah, this just happened last Saturday. So anyway. You've got your Steven Tyler story, you've got your John Lennon story, and then at some point, the patient that I'm currently working on, we'll be able to talk more about on the air. Okay, now, what we want to do today is we're going to talk about the top 10 basic hygiene activities that are often neglected. And we're going to go, 10 down to 1. But before we do that, looks to me like it's time to go to a break. Let me double check that. Yeah, looks like it is. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and Signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood-style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854, 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes and then they take away your teeth too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my window pane.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. We are going to be going over the top 10 basic hygiene activities that are often neglected. We'll be doing that here soon. And we're doing a little bit of, just a little bit of news bites, I call them, dental news bites. Little play on words. And this next news bite is something that is maybe of more of interest to dentists than the general public, although maybe not, because you may have found your dentist in this situation. House Bill 215 in Ohio was recently passed and signed by Governor Strickland back in 2010. And what it does is it allows for a little bit of a different method for when a dentist fails to renew their license. Sometimes you just forget, or the check didn't get there in time, or who knows what. But it used to be that if a dentist didn't renew their license on time, they were automatically suspended. You know, no grace period, nothing. And then they'd show up on the on that list, and what would happen is some dental insurance companies would say, hey, we're not paying because you're not licensed, and dental insurance, malpractice insurance companies would drop them and cause all kinds of problems for the dentist and their patients at times. And so they've come up with a more common sense approach, one that allows for a grace period all through January. And that they have to be given a letter that says, hey, you haven't paid your dues and you have 4 more weeks to do it, or this and that can happen. And basically allows for some due process. So, like I said, this is probably more interesting to dentists. But, you know, if you're one of those patients who found your dentist's license suspended, or you look up, some people go and they'll check out the dentist to see if they have any violations before going there for the first time. And this might have shown up as somebody was in trouble with the dental board, and maybe might have made you decide not to go to them when all it was a matter of their check arrived 2 days late. So that won't happen anymore. I'm not sure what they're going to do about those dentists who have that already on their record. Doesn't really address that, but at least it's, you know, going to be better going forward. Now, that reminds me, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they were complaining about how they their rent goes up every year. And I said, well, that's just the way it is. And they didn't quite get that. And I said, I said, you know, some people think if you buy a home, you're locking in your payment. And you don't, because your insurance goes up every year and taxes typically go up every year. In fact, we're about to vote, this Tuesday? Yeah, we're going to vote in, 2 days? And so when we vote this Tuesday, I think there may be at least two issues on the ballot that would, you know, maybe you're in an area where there is a school levy or something. I know we have the developmental disabilities levy, the one to help folks who have challenges in that regard. And so anyway, every year the amount goes up. And what they were talking about was that their rent was scheduled to go up 5%, Their lease was had an automatic 5% increase. And I said, you know, that's just standard. Don't worry about it. And so then what happened was is that the very next day I got a notice from my own health insurance company, the one that I use for my medical insurance, because as a self-employed individual, I have to buy my own, which isn't cheap, by the way, not by a long run. But the letter was kind of interesting because it said our rate was only going up 7.03%, and they were all happy about that. They were almost ecstatic that it was only going up 7.03%, and I thought, you know, there's just an example of everything goes up every year. It doesn't seem to matter what the economy is doing. I mean, does anybody remember when your, you know, the Yellow Pages ad didn't go up, or your phone, or your electricity, or gas? They just all go up. So, also a little interesting thing here about national healthcare spending is expected to grow faster in the coming years. Now, I think this is from some pent-up demand. I mean, when the economy dipped, and by the way, it was the lowest rate was back in 2010. Okay, so I think basically be right about when the recession was at its depths, and then I think it started to recover a little bit after that. But the healthcare spending is going up now, and they predict that it will keep going up. And I think a lot of that is playing catch up. I'm getting a lot of people at the office now that are calling in that, as it turns out, we haven't seen since 2008. And I was talking to one of them on Thursday about that. And I said, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but is this something where things got kind of tight around your household and you had to like make decisions? You know, you only have so much money to spend, and they decided to put their dentistry off. And it was, but granted, the economy's not where we want it to be yet. It certainly isn't where we would, you know, we wish it were or it was, but it seems to be creeping along. And for those of you that don't have a job, certainly it seems very, very gray, but it does seem to be improving a little. And, you know, there are still worse places we could all be living. So I'm still grateful for this country. And you know what? Make sure you get out and vote on Tuesday. Exercise that right. I have decided to vote absentee. Have been doing that for several years now. Kind of takes the day used to be really hectic because I had to get up really early and, you know, be at the voting booth in time to get to work, and after work it's so hard because of traffic and all that. And I hear you can just go down to the not the voting office. What are they calling that? The Board of Elections. Yeah. The Board of Elections, and just walk in and vote. I mean, you have to have your ID and all that, but, you know, make sure you get out and do it. All right, so let's see. I also wanted to talk about, and again, I may run out of time, but I want to talk about top 10 diseases that cannot be cured. And the reason is because I wanted to find out if one of those top 10 has anything to do with dentistry. Meaning, the question is, can gum disease be cured? Can cavities be cured? Can periodontal disease be cured? You know, that sort of thing. So I thought an interesting list to go over, and it's top 10 diseases that can't be cured. And again, we're going to go over those here soon. Now, remember, we started off the show with talking about Steven Tyler and then John Lennon. And as I mentioned, and again, we're not going to do it yet, but when I give you the word, we're going to have Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And by the way, the winner of that question of the day receives free flowers from Weistember Florist. We deliver them to your place of business on Tuesday afternoon, so that'll be Election Day. You'll get free flowers, something to brighten up your day, especially if your issue or your candidate is losing. Anyway, so remember that the answer to that question of the day is, how much did John Lennon's tooth sell for at auction? It was $31,000, so kind of keep that in mind. Okay, so let's do the one of the top 10 diseases that cannot be cured. One is cancer, and I think that's kind of obvious. We just don't have a cure for cancer. We're working on it. All this research, all the breast cancer research, all the different researches that are going on, and the fundraising for that, and they just haven't been able to come up with a cure for cancer. Cancer is when cells grow differently. They're somehow changed, and then they grow, and as they grow, they replace the normal cells. And so are there, like, there are these localized cancers called something like a basal cell carcinoma, where all it does is grow and multiply, but it doesn't really affect other parts of your body. It just grows. Well, as it grows, it takes up space, and it takes up space from the normal cells that maybe would have been able to occupy that space and do good things for you. And so a good example of that would be a skin cancer. People typically, well, unless it's a melanoma, skin cancers, a basal cell carcinoma really doesn't, isn't life-threatening. It just needs to be removed. But a melanoma is one of those black spots, almost looks like a black mole. That is very dangerous, and that does spread, and you can die from that very easily. Another one is polio. Now, I happen to be a member of the Clintonville Rotary, and when I first became a charter member, I didn't realize it, but Rotary International, and there are Rotary clubs all over the world, is essentially responsible for eradicating the globe of polio. Now, it's not been eradicated because there's still some areas where you'll find it, but there's a vaccine. So we can prevent it, but we can't cure it. So once somebody has it, they have it. Now, it's also known as poliomyelitis or infantile paralysis. Polio is a viral infection, and it infects the nervous system, or affects the nervous system. Starts with fever, nausea, fatigue, muscle pains, and headaches. Eventually, the person will have a permanent paralysis of the muscles in different parts of their body, like the throat, chest, or limbs. Polio has been known to have no cure, but polio vaccines, of course, are actually available around the world to help with its prevention. Now, the only areas of the world where polio is still a concern are kind of war-torn areas that are dangerous to get workers in and to get vaccines into those areas where there's just not a great system to take care of those people. So that's one, or actually I guess we're calling that number 10 or 9. All right, looks like it's time to go to another break. Stay tuned. Remember, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and our question of the day, the answer anyway, will be John Lennon's tooth sold for $31,000 at auction just last Saturday. We'll be right back after the break.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you a denture wearer? Does your upper denture fit nice and snug, but your lower denture barely stays put? The longer a person wears dentures, the more the gums and bones shrink. Even after shrinkage, the upper denture can still have suction thanks to the palate. However, the lower ridge gets flatter and thinner with time, and since there was never any suction to begin with, lower dentures can become impossible to wear. Until now, that is. Now we can place mini implants in the lower arch and attach snaps to the underside of your own denture. Doing this will not only keep your denture in place, it will be so securely fastened that it might even take you two hands to get it out. How about that for a nice problem to have? Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. And keep in mind, you can't smile without teeth either. At least it's a little bit harder to do, as Steven Tyler figured out when he broke his front tooth. Now, what we're doing later in the show, we're going to talk about the top 10 basic hygiene activities that are often neglected. But right now we're doing the top 10 diseases that cannot be cured. The idea being, I wondered if there were any dental diseases that would show up in this list. Number nine is Ebola, Ebola virus. The Ebola virus is incurable, responsible for a deadly viral fever, which is from chimpanzees and gorillas and can now be found in humans as well. First occurred in 76 at the Congo Basin of Central Africa. And the symptoms of Ebola virus are rashes, fever, and hemorrhage. Effects can be as uncanny seeing a person become mentally insane and incapable of judgment and making decisions, which will eventually come to the death of the individual. So I think there was a movie about that. It's a pretty ugly, ugly, ugly virus and a terrible way to go. Influenza, the flu. We all have had that, I think, at one point or another. And it's an infection of the upper or lower respiratory tract. Its symptoms are chills, muscle pains, fevers, and sore head and abdomen, caused by numerous strains of orthomyxoviruses. That's a long word. But anyway, so yeah, we can't cure the flu. The next one, number seven, lupus erythematosus. This disease is famously known as lupus. The disease is an autoimmune disorder that triggers chronic inflammation in different parts of the body. There are three types of lupus: the systemic, which is drug-induced, and the discoid. The discoid lupus attacks only the skin and does not affect internal organs most of the time. And while systemic lupus is the usual type that people get, symptoms of this kind of lupus attack kidneys, joints, heart, the skin, brain, and membranes. Now, diabetes, number six, is diabetes. Lots of people have diabetes, and although it's rampant, and many people would not think that it's actually incurable, I guess it actually is. The disease damages the breakdown of carbohydrates, causes the incapacity to generate insulin and preserve normal level of blood sugar. There are two types of diabetes, type 1, which is also known as insulin-dependent, or diabetes mellitus, and type 2, which is called non-insulin-dependent mellitus, and the former mostly occurs in childhood, and the latter usually occurs between, or rather after, the age of 40. The disease is incurable, but there are ways that can help reduce the severity. These ways are by taking daily insulin injections and oral medications. So lots of people have that. By the way, the adult onset is typically brought on by people that are overweight and their pancreas just can't keep up, can't produce enough insulin to serve their body. So we've covered 10 through 5. And I think what we'll do now is pretty soon we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So, as you maybe have heard me say in the other hour, the attorneys need you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question is, how much did a molar that once belonged to John Lennon recently sell for? Was it A, $31,000, B, $18,000, or C, $10,000. The number, 459 WSNY. That's 459-9769. Call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Welcome back, and we are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and I believe that we have a few. I see my producer kind of busy on the phone lines, so in a minute we're going to go to the phones, because right now he's talking and he can't hear me. Anyway, so just a reminder, the question was, how much did John Lennon's molar sell for at auction last Saturday? And let's see, we have lines 1, 2, and 3 blinking. Let's see here. I'm going to flip a coin. Is it going to be 1, 2, or 3? 3, 2, or 1? Let's go with line 2. Hi there. How are you?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I am good. What's your name?
Sharon Sims.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you for listening. Sharon, what's your answer?
A, 31,000.
That is right. Sharon, what do you do for a living? I'm just curious.
Retail.
Retail. You sell stuff?
Yes, sir. I try to.
What kind of stuff?
I work at Anderson's.
Oh, sell everything.
Yeah, they do. They have a little bit of just about everything.
Cool. All right. Well, hey, Sharon, thank you for listening. And if you'll please stay on the line, my producer is going to get your information so we can get you the flowers from Vice Denver Florist, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Okay. So, all right. Thank you to everybody who did call in, and my producer will gather her information so that we can get the flowers out. And I want to thank Vice Denver Florist for doing that for us. I think it's awful nice of them, and everybody loves flowers, right? That's why we've decided to partner with them. Okay, so we want to complete or work on our list of the top 10 diseases that can't be cured. And just by way of refresher, let me just go back and remind folks of which ones we've already covered. We have covered polio was number 10, Ebola, influenza, the flu, lupus erythematosus was number 7, diabetes was number 6, and then we are down to, oh, I'm sorry, okay, now we're at number 5. It's called Jakob disease. Now, this is an uncommon fatal disease that attacks the central nervous system. The disease occurs mostly to adults in their 40s, between 40 and 70. Symptoms are behavioral or psychiatric changes and dementia, and eventually abnormal vision and involuntary movement. All right. Now, keep in mind, the reason we're doing this is to see if there are any dental diseases that are not curable. So the next one, number 4, is AIDS, HIV/AIDS, another incurable disease. I know people think it's curable in a way because Magic Johnson is the most famous person who has it, and he's had it now for, what, 15, maybe 20 years. And so, but he still has it. You'll never be cured from it. You can be treated for it. So he takes this cocktail of drugs every day, and there's a good chance he's not going to live to be a ripe old, you know, I don't think he's going to make it into his 80s or 90s because there's a thought that the drugs you take for it will damage your liver over time and that sort of thing. Okay, so that was number 4. Number 3, asthma. Now, asthma, a lot of people have asthma, children especially, it seems, or at least that's when you discover it. Asthma is one of the top 10 incurable diseases. It is a chronic disorder of the lungs. The airways of the lungs are swollen and most likely are prone to tightening, and this causes wheezing, coughing, chest pain, and breathlessness. The swollen airways are sensitive to certain stimuli, including animal dander, air pollution, cigarette smoke, medications, pollen, dust mites, and exercise. Ooh, I like that part, because exercise makes me tired. Anyway, most of the victims of asthma attacks are children, 10 years or lower, and mostly boys get the disorder more than girls do. I did not know that. Okay, number 2, common colds. Just getting the regular old cold, that is not a curable disease. Isn't that wild? I think people kind of think it is, but we just don't have a cure for it. This is also, a lot of people get it. It's an acute viral infection that doesn't have its own cure. A lot of aspects and viruses cause the common cold. These include parainfluenza, influenza, rhinoviruses, and respiratory syncytial viruses, and rhinoviruses. Okay? Rhinovirus, you've heard of that. And rhino, by the way, stands for nose. So it's a virus that lives in your nose. And then I think I already talked about cancer, which is actually the number 1 incurable disease. And we have so many indications of that, or, you know, like just famous folks coming down with it, Stephanie Spielman being one, and several others. And so it's very sad when people get that. And hopefully all that research will pay off. Okay, now I promised that we were going to talk about and I'm curious if people think that there'll be a dental. There wasn't a dental one. So what does that tell you? That nothing in your mouth is incurable. We can take care of it all. If you have gum disease, we can fix that. If you have cavities, we can fix that too. If you have an abscess, we can fix that. If you're missing a tooth these days, we can put an implant in. We can fix that, or a bridge or partial, whatever you choose. So the point is you have all these diseases that are incurable, But you have one that is in your mouth. And so basically what I'm suggesting, lots of you don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. And you should start. You should come in so that we can keep your mouth healthy. Because, by the way, oral health is definitely related to your overall health. And you can't be healthy if you have pus coming up from around your gums. If you have, that's used to be known as pyorrhea, by the way. It's known as periodontal disease these days. But and I had an emailed question earlier that I wanted to get out, and that is, the question was, can gum disease cause cavities? And I thought, well, that's a very good question, because your first inkling to answer it would be, no, it can't. But the actual answer is it can. And how? Because gum disease, which starts as gingivitis, which is inflammation of the gums, if not treated, becomes periodontal disease, which means you have now lost bone. And if you lose bone, that means your gums are going to recede down to the bone level. Now you're going to have root surfaces show. Root surfaces are not covered by enamel. They are covered by a material called cementum. Well, cementum isn't as resistant to tooth decay as enamel. We all know that you can even get cavities on the top of your tooth up there where the crown and the enamel is. So, but down on the root, you don't even have that much protection. You just have another layer, a thin layer, and it does not, well, let's just say it's easily attacked, and you get what's called root caries or root decay. So, yes, gum disease can cause cavities. Do cavities cause gum disease? Actually, they do. Hopefully it's temporary until you get the cavity fixed. But if you have a hole in your tooth, you collect food down in there, the gums get this puffy look, they're swollen, they're red, they bleed. And you get, in some cases, what brings people in is the pain in their gum, not even realizing it's being caused by a cavity. Okay, so now, as promised, let's go ahead and go over the top 10 basic hygiene activities that are often neglected. We'll start with number 10, hand washing before eating, okay? And kids and even adults these days forget that most of the germs that cause diarrhea are transmitted with the use of our hands. When we neglect washing our hands before or even after eating, that essentially means we're kind of eating the same bacteria that can give us an upset stomach. So carrying a hand gel is not a bad idea. Actually, it's more recommended that you clean your hands thoroughly, just like the surgeons do, you know, by scrubbing with soap and water. The scrubbing action and then the rinsing action go a long way. But if you want to actually kill the bacteria, you could follow that up with one of those wet alcohol wipes, okay? Now, this can guarantee at least, not maybe germ-free eating, but at least less germs when you eat, and a better chance of not sitting down, you know, with, I don't know, if you just, bacteria, we can't see them, but if you just think of, you've seen these blown up pictures of them, and they're pretty ugly looking little bugs, you don't want to be eating those. I know people don't want to eat, you know, things that you can see, like a little piece of paper or a cat hair or something. So, but if you can just envision all these bacteria, you might remember to wash your hands before and after eating. Here's a dental one. Number 9, flossing or using a toothpick after eating. People think that food deposits can be taken away from in between the teeth with the help of maybe drinking a soda or water after finishing a meal. And certainly rinsing out with water is a help, but it doesn't really get those food particles out. And so if you're eating, you know, something like, I don't know, beef jerky or chicken, which has the little stringy, you know, thing sometimes, or You don't want to wind up with these pieces of food in there. And by the way, once they're in there, I don't know if you know. I mean, think about it. Food waste smells bad, right? Just think of like trash sitting outside. It doesn't smell very good. And if you have little pieces caught in your teeth, that's where bad breath can come from. It's just natural. I mean, people don't think about it. Sometimes they'll call and they'll say, I have bad breath, I need to come in, I got to find out what's causing it. And it can be as simple as they have these food traps, maybe they're missing a filling, or they don't have a good contact between a couple of teeth, and food gets stuck in there. So what's the worst thing that can happen after a meal? You're there with a date, and you smile, and you have like a black seed between your two front teeth, right? You don't want to have that. So, and I have people say, well, you know, I can't brush or floss at work. And my answer to them is, sure you can. I mean, there's a restroom there, they always have sinks. So you can do that. Maybe you can start a trend with people at work. Let's see. Number 8. combing your hair after taking a bath. Now, this is one that I didn't even really think of. And this apparently doesn't happen to girls, since girls consider their hair kind of like the crowning glory. It's always something that women do. But to some guys, it must be me included, we just think that hair is props that look more, you know, take more work and just kind of run your hands through it or something and you're done. But it's kind of like a waste of time if you spend too much time on your hair if you're a guy. But apparently, forgetting that the scalp also needs some kind of massage through the use of a hairbrush or comb is not recommended. In fact, taking care of your hair assures delayed or even avoidance of being bald in an older age. Did not know that. If I'd have known that, I'd have been rubbing my head all the time, especially back there on the crown. Cutting fingernails is number 7. This comes with a great exemption to women, again, who typically take better care of their nails than men. Of course, if you look at my nails, and my wife is always on me about this, because if you look at my hands, it looks like I've never worked a day in my life, because my hands are always soft and covered with gloves, and I don't bite my fingernails, and sometimes she says I look like a girl, I need to get them clipped, but anyway, so I guess I'm not one of these people, but it is healthier to clip your nails, keep them from getting long, get rid of that dead skin behind there, and just keeping them clean will also make your hands cleaner when you go to eat food and that sort of thing. And number 6, brush your teeth after meals or even after waking up in the morning. So far we've had a couple dental ones here. Number 6, we can't deny that this is one of the most neglected habits in the home. It should be, it should already be kind of like the stimulus after eating to go and get that food out that I was talking about. Sometimes things are smelly or sticky or, you know, like if you had onions, you might want to get that out of there before you offend your friends. So take a couple minutes in the bathroom, the restroom, to brush your teeth. Make sure you do it in the mirror. Brush your teeth to have a better smile. You know, it's how we relate to others. And, you know, people think that you can get away with bad breath by chewing bubble gum or taking in a menthol candy, you know, a Mentos or one of those, or a Tic Tac. But honestly, that's just temporary. And since your tongue holds the taste of the food and that affects the smell of your saliva, it really, those things don't really, you know what, to me, the worst taste, or rather the worst smell, is a minty onion breath. People go out to lunch and they have onions and then they take a little swig of Listerine and they think they don't have halitosis, but you do. I had a staff member last week who I haven't said anything to yet, but I'm going to on Monday, who brought this salad that she made and it was so full of onions and garlic. I thought, when I walked into the room, I thought it was the patient. It wasn't until I noticed it in the other room, too, when we were in it together, that it must have been her. So, yeah, just be aware. The best way to not have that bad breath and to not have, seeds and things in your teeth when you smile is to brush and floss after you eat. All right. Looks like time to go to a break again. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko here on Sunny 95, and we'll be right back.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661, 263-8661.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch. Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita, Sunday 95.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all again.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. We are doing the top 10 basic hygiene activities that are often neglected. And let me just count down the ones we've covered. We've covered washing your hands before eating, flossing and using a toothpick after eating. We've covered combing your hair after taking a bath, which apparently stimulates the scalp and decrease going bald, which is kind of cool. Number 7 was cutting your fingernails. Number 6, brushing your teeth after meals or even after waking up in the morning. And now we're down to number 5, and that is freshen up before you sleep. Everyone can be forgiven with the fact that being hygienic after work or school can be very stressful. In fact, the first thing that comes into mind of an individual after a hard and tiring day is to sleep. Get back all of that lost energy by taking a snooze. I think they're describing me. However, there's wisdom in freshening up before sleeping, since it can provide a cold and soothing feeling to the skin, making resting even healthier than it is intended to be in the first place. Besides, would anyone, you know, really want to, go home and make the bed smell like the streets or whatever they do for a living? I guess the answer to that is no, but I'll have to say that sometimes I just come home and I plop in the chair and I just fall asleep. I think a shower would wake me up, but I know some people take a shower or take a bath in the evening before going to bed, and they like it. Sounds like they're right. It's healthier. All right. Number 4, cleaning your hands before or after you use the restroom. I guess people are very silent when it comes to this topic because they find it hard to admit that they maybe don't wash their hands after they use the restroom, especially inside a public restroom. This is actually applicable regardless of gender, since both guys and gals are guilty of holding the doorknob, carrying all that yucky stuff after holding sensitive parts of their body to do whatever nature bids them to accomplish, from tissue rolls near the toilet to liquid hand soaps and dryers on the lavatory. Public restrooms have been equipped with hygienic objects to guarantee safety and cleanliness, so use them and make the most out of them because they're free of charge. Now, one of the things that I always try to do is, and some of the restrooms are set up this way and some aren't, but after I've washed my hands, I keep the towel in my hand and I use it to open up the doorknob. But the problem is some of the restroom doors, the trash isn't close enough to the door. So there's ones that are just perfectly set up where you can open the door and then reach over and throw your towel in the trash, and others, it's like, I don't know what to do. So then what I'll do, I'll either take the towel with me and find another trash receptacle, or I'll like use my elbow or something, you know, if it's the kind of, it's kind of handicap accessible handle with like a lever. If it's a knob, you're kind of stuck. You just have to do it. So, but it's very important. Just think of, if you've seen a video of a surgeon scrubbing before surgery, they do not turn off the sink, the hot and cold water with their hands. They turn it off with their elbow. Okay. So they know not to touch the faucet because they touched it when they first started, which means they touched it with dirty hands. Okay, so then you're going to get those same bacteria back on your hands. And in a public restroom, of course, it's even more important. I'm a guy, and women have no clue what we guys face when we go into a restroom because they're just, I don't know, guys are just lazy. They don't want to lift the seat. They're just terrible. So I think the women have a little bit of a better opportunity to stay clean than guys do. Although I've heard women talk about where they had to learn how to hover. But no matter what happens when you're in there, if you're real careful about how you wash your hands and not touch things on the way out, you'll be much healthier. Okay, number three. We're down to number three. And number three is covering your mouth when sneezing or coughing. This may seem obvious to a lot of us, but and it's one of the things that we have to teach our children. But, you know, basically say it, don't spray it. And when you cough out loud, you're spraying all this mist and all of these this bacteria and in some cases viruses. You're filling the room with that. And, you know, always try to, now, if you cover your mouth with your hand, now your hand is full of germs. And so really what you ought to do is turn your head to the side and kind of bury it in the, by your elbow. Like just turn your head, you know, and kind of cough into that little crook that you make when you bend your arm in towards your body. And that way nothing gets out. You don't get it on your hands and you're not affecting other people. You know what? The inside sleeve of your shirt might be a little bit full of bacteria now, but at least you're not spreading it to the rest of the folks in the room, and you can take that shirt off when you get home and wash it. So, but that's a very important one. And it's something that obviously it's a little hard to teach kids, but we have to. So, all right. Number two, cutting toenails. Since toenails are hidden from our eyes, there are people who don't share or reveal the secret that they don't really take care of their feet. Now, a lot of women, you know, go and have their pedicures, the mani-pedi, and so I guess it's us guys, and, you know, I don't really do much with my toenails either. But anyway, some people wear sneakers or socks, you know, even in their bedroom. Now, I do that, but I'm not sneakers, but just slippers. I'm not doing that to hide them. They don't look ugly. They're not full of fungus or anything. I just don't really think about them. Although there are people that hate to go to the beach because they don't want to wear flip-flops and unveil the ugliness of their toenails. If they do, they would be reminded that cutting their toenails would be a good thing. And because other people, I have seen some pretty ugly toenails, I'll have to say that. So anyway, toenails. And then the last one, number one, I guess, most of basic hygiene activities that are neglected is regular showering or bathing. There are people in some countries that do not take a shower or a bath as often as they should, thinking that their surroundings are clean, that their air has minimal pollution, and the scent of fresh Everglades are smelled everywhere. With this, they use this as an excuse. They'll just change their clothes and spend other days of the week without visiting the shower room or the tub at all, forgetting that they also sweat while doing other activities, making their armpits as stinky as rotten Mexican tacos, their bodies smelling like sun-dried cuttlefish, and their feet like squished dead mice inside the shoe. It's been suggested by the World Health Organization that taking a bath once a day is already minimal for an individual to become fresh and free from pollutants. So once a day bathing or showering is recommended by the World Health Organization, and I think that in this country most of us do that. I do know that I had this patient once. He looked like he was homeless. You know what? Let me tell you that story when I come back from this break, okay? It'll just be a little short break.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
I'm gonna love you with my hands, Dad. Show me your teeth.
Just tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
Teeth, teeth, teeth.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. All right, so I wanted to tell you, we were talking about bathing as being the number one most neglected basic hygiene activity. And I wanted to tell you the story. I had this gentleman, he was a new patient, and he came to my office. He had a toothache, actually. And the reason I say he looked homeless is because you could tell he'd been wearing the same clothes for a while. Now, I don't know if he took them off in the evening, put something else on to sleep in, and just put them back on the next day, or if he had just literally been wearing them, you know, for days or weeks at a time. It was summer, so it was warm out, and he had a short sleeve, light yellow shirt, and in the armpits, there were these ringlets, like rings on a tree, growth rings on a tree, where you could see where he had been sweating to a certain point, maybe on day one, and then it dried, and then he was sweated again day two, and it went a little further, and it dried, so that was another ring, and then the next day and the next day, there were about four or five of these rings, and as you can imagine, he didn't really smell all that great. It was a little bit of a challenge, and I just assumed he was homeless. Well, as it turns out, he wasn't. He was just one of these people that I don't know if he didn't know that he smelled, or he didn't care, or he was trying to save money on water, or trying to save money on soap. But it should have been obvious to him when, you know, he raised his arm and he saw those ringlets. But and I will say that I know that we're criticized in this country by people in Europe. They think we're too clean. They think we take baths too often or showers too often. And I obviously, you know, disagree with that. There's nothing worse than not being able to stand the smell of the person that you're real close to, you know. I know there have been studies for compatibility. I forget the name of it, but there was this one group that was saying that kind of like a Match.com, you know, one of those like a dating service. But they did it based on chemistry and based on a person's scent, and they felt like they could match a person. What they did is, I don't know if they tested saliva or they tested sweat or whatever they did for the people that were in their program. They would do some chemical analysis, and they would figure out that, like, this guy or this girl would be a good match for this guy, or this girl would be for this guy, based on the chemistry. You know, I mean, we all, I guess, kind of have a certain scent. I think it's why we like our blanket, why we like the same pillow. It kind of starts to kind of, you know, smell like us, which is, I don't know, kind of neat. Maybe gross, but still kind of neat. And that's how kids can recognize their mom, I think, sometimes, you know, when they're little. They can pick them out, and you think about maybe even these are, you know, you've seen these pictures of all the penguins all gathered around, and you just wonder how the mom can find the right her baby. It has to be something like that. Okay, now we have next week, by the way. Let's see, next week is the 13th, so I know that part of the show I will be at the Denver Zoo, talking to one of the head veterinarians, and we are sending from the Columbus Zoo a 7-year-old Asian elephant named Bodhi, and I will be at the Denver Zoo to talk to their veterinarian and to view the habitat where Bodhi will be living, and talk to them a little about their elephant program, and so that's next week, as well as more to come. One of the things we may talk about next week will be the top 10 medical or scientific breakthroughs of 2010, to try to find out if any of them have a dental ramification. And okay, now the only other thing that I wanted to mention that I didn't get to, and we talked a little bit about gum disease as being curable, and because I think some people think once you have gum disease, you're just going to lose your teeth. And so I want people to know that you're not. I was talking to somebody just yesterday, and I only have a minute, talking to somebody just yesterday who they were saying, you know, I think it might have been my mom's got, you know, pyria, periodontal disease, and I told her just to have all the teeth out. Well, you know what? I said to that person, why would you say that? We can save these teeth. We can do gum surgery. We can put implants in. We can make partials. Nobody has to go toothless anymore, and nobody actually should grow up thinking that they need dentures. But let me just tell you some of the factors for periodontal disease, just real quick. Smoking, hormonal changes in girls and women, diabetes, one of those incurable diseases, other illnesses like cancer or AIDS, and or their treatments, which again, there's two more incurable diseases, and medications. Medications, there are hundreds of prescription and over-the-counter medications that reduce the flow of saliva, which causes this dryness, which causes decay, which causes gum disease, and genetic susceptibility. Some people are just more prone to severe gum disease than others. All right? So take that for what it's worth. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, now on from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock every Sunday morning on Sunny 95. See you next Sunday.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.